The initiative is called the La Crosse Promise. It involves city and county officials and the area's higher education and business leaders. It will unfold in two phases. First, organizers will open future centers this fall in the district's high schools. Staff will try to increase the number of students that go on to post-secondary education and will help families access scholarships. La Crosse Promise Interim Director Jerry Kember says high school students will be better prepared for universities, technical colleges, or cosmetology schools.
What I would like to see in the future of La Crosse students is to get a great education after high school and then return to La Crosse so that their children can have the same benefit that they were given when they were in school.
For the program's second phase, organizers want to provide scholarships to families who pledge to live in the city of La Crosse. Essentially, the longer a student lives in the district, the more money he or she could receive. La Crosse County Administrator Steve O'Malley says in turn, middle and low-income families will redevelop the city's core neighborhoods.
So that we can capture new tax base, new reinvestment that's not currently happening right now through education as a means for meeting the needs of students and families and meeting their expectation for the future.
Organizers are still unsure what the program's final price tag will be. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.